May 13. Loving to obey. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John 15:10. Christ attaches a weight of importance to the obedience of his people to the commandments of God. They are to have an intelligent knowledge of them and bring them into their daily life. Man cannot keep the commandments of God only as he is in Christ and Christ in him. And it is not possible for him to be in Christ, having light on his commandments, while disregarding the least of them. By steadfast, willing obedience to his word, they evidence their love for the sent of God. Not to keep the commandments of God is not to love him. None will keep the law of God unless they love him who is the only begotten of the Father. And none the less surely, if they love him, they will express that love by obedience to him. All who love Christ will be loved of the Father, and he will manifest himself to them. In all their emergencies and perplexities, they will have a helper in Jesus Christ. That Christ should manifest himself to them and yet be invisible to the world was a mystery to the disciples. They could not understand the words of Christ in their spiritual sense. They were thinking of the outward, visible manifestation. They could not take in the fact that they could have the presence of Christ with them, and yet he be unseen by the world. They did not understand the meaning of a spiritual manifestation. The great teacher longed to give to the disciples all the encouragement and comfort possible, for they were to be sorely tried. But it was difficult for them to comprehend his words. They had yet to learn that the inward spiritual life, all fragrant with the obedience of love, would give them the spiritual power they needed. The very image of God is to be impressed upon and reflected in humanity. The cold heart is to be quickened and glow with divine love, a love that beats in union with a love the Redeemer has evidenced for you. While no trials arise to disturb the people of God, the faith of that people will never be known, nor the strength of the anchor that holds the human bark in safety. Manuscript 44, May 13, 1897, Christ's Representatives.